Okay, my side. Today's daf is daf Mem Gimel. We're holding past halfway down the Amud, where the Gemara begins. Boy Rav Chananya, and the Gemara starts at a new sugya now, which is a very exciting sugya. At the time that you learned it years ago in the Gemara, it sounded much more philosophical, but today it's much more practical. So Gemara asks the following shaila: Yesh tchumen lamala miyasara, ein tchumen lamala miyasara. That is a din of tchumen. That on Shabbos you're not allowed to go beyond your 2,000 amos. Does this only apply on normal terra firma, when you're walking on the ground? What happens if you happen to be elevated from the ground more than 10 tvach? Now, how would you be so elevated? The Gemara is going to go into practical examples momentarily. But the point is that you're not allowed to go beyond 2,000 amos is that only when you're walking normally on the ground, or does that also apply when you are higher, elevated from the ground, more than 10 tvach? So the Gemara explains. Omud gevoya asara, v'roichav arba. What happens if you have an omud? Omud over here means a platform, which is gevoya asara, which is more than 10 tvachim from the ground. V'roichav arba, and it's 4 tvachim wide, and therefore you're able to walk easily. And says Rashi, what happens if this is a fairly long platform, where part of the platform is still within your 2,000 amis of the tchumen, and part of it is beyond the 2,000 amis, and you're walking on top of this platform? Do you have to stop where you get to the 2,000 amma line, or if you hold that ein tchumen lamala miyasar, you can keep on walking, even though had you been down below, you'd be over in Hilchas Tchumen, but maybe there is no din of Tchumen l'malam yasara, therefore you can keep on going and going, even beyond your Tchum. So that's the Shaila. So, Omid kevoy yasar v'reich v'arbo l'itibonach. That's no Shaila, the Aris Michti. Aris Michti means that this is just like a mound in the ground. In other words, if it is such a comfortable place to walk, since it's 4 tvachim wide, you don't have to be nervous or concerned that Chas HaShalom you might stumble and fall down, because it's a fairly wide platform. And that being the case, the Gemara says, it's really no different than elevated ground, as if you had, let's say, a ramp to go up, or you had a little steep incline that you were walking on top of. So just because of the fact that this happens to be a man-made omud, makes no difference. It's just like Aris Michtan means just like an incline in the ground, where you're walking on the ground. So there wouldn't be a shayla. Avada yesh tchumen. Kitiboy loch ba'omid gavoy asar ve'ein arach avar ba. Where in fact it happens to be very narrow and slender. Rashi says, le'nicho tashmishte, where it's not an easy walk. This is not considered, therefore, to be part of the regular ground, part of your regular walking. And now the question is, do you have to stop when you hit the 2,000 amma line or not? Inami, there's another practical nafkimina, the ka'ozul bikfitza. Now, this is not as practical as it sounds like. Rashi says bikfitza is talking about b'shem. In other words, someone who's Kabbalistic and knows these types of things, how a person can go and leap by saying the shem hamiyuchad, by saying the shem Hashem. Oh, so now he is, if you will, in mid-air. Of course, at the time that this Gemara was written, people said, well, there are probably people that were able to do Bikvitza B'Shem, but today we have a much better feel for it, because today you can go up on a helicopter, you can go up on a spaceship, you can go up in an airplane. And therefore, in no time, if you're above 10 Tvachim, of course you're not allowed to go Shabbos, but do you have a Shabbos problem if you happen to be in a plane, and the plane is going beyond 2,000 amis, are you over on the Hilchos Tchumen or not?
You're an astronaut.
An astronaut. Oh. That's, those are already two of the shailas. In other words, shaila number one, when you're going on this narrow platform. Shaila number two, when you're jumping up in the air, are you deshem, you're going higher than 10 tvachim. Lishnachrena, you have a third case, you can join us if you'd like. What's the third case? Bisvina. Oh, that's a much more practical, if you will, of these three cases. Person happens to be in a boat, and a boat typically floats above 10 tvachim from the riverbed down below, and so therefore, since it happens to be 10 tvachim high, if this boat is now going on Shabbos, and you're going beyond 2,000 amis, are you now violating your tchum? Or do you say, since it's higher than 10 tefachim, there is no din of tchumin lemalim yasara? So bring him on my. So what's the halacha? I'm Rav Hoshia. I'm sorry?
It's rabbinic, right on the water?
Rabbinic on the water? Swimming on the water on Shabbos is prohibited rabbinically. The reason is because we're afraid you're going to go and manufacture a raft. And of course, you're not allowed to put together a raft on Shabbos. But minatoria, you'd be allowed to go and swim. So minatoria, that would be prohibited. But here we're not talking about swimming. We're talking about a person who's going on a boat. Is my Omer Voishia, Toshima. That's the third Shaila, the Sfina Shaila, which can be pushed from our Mishnah. What is in the Mishnah? They were traveling together from a place called Pandarosan. This league is and the Sfina was going nicely sailing on the high seas. Now the question was, are you allowed to go and walk the entire length of the Sfina, or can you only walk up to 4 amas? And we have back in the Mishnah was a cloakus between Ram Gamliel and Rabbi Lozman Azariah, and Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Lozman Azariah, were able to walk the entire boat. Mashenkin, according to the others, Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara said that they only walked 4 amos. And then the Mishnah's lashon was very curious. We already quoted this yesterday. Shiratzul hachmer al atzman. They didn't want to go more than dal amos because they wanted to be machmer. They were noivis. What were they so nervous about? So you remember the Havi Gemara Firdos yesterday, that it's talking about the Kuli Al Moide, that Maleches is Asur. In other words, start again. Kuli Al Moide Maleches at the time of Bein Hashmashos, if the ship is sailing at that time, then you have the benefit of an unrestricted Tchumen, and you'd be able to go the entire length and breadth of the boat. Everybody agrees with that. So why were Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yeshua machmir? They were machmir because maybe there was a split instance during Bein Hashmashos that the boat stopped and they were kind of shvisa on that makom, and therefore they only have 4 amas. They don't have the entire length and breadth of the boat, and that's why they were machmir al atzman, only 4 amas. Says Yimar, Yamis Bishlam Yesh Tchumen Mishim Hachiratzu. If you're going to go and tell me that there is the halach of Tchumen that applies to a boat, that's why Ratzu Lahachmer Al Atzma. They were afraid that maybe it stopped for a split instant. Eli Amrit Ain Tchumen, if you say the whole din of Tchumen doesn't even apply, Lamala Measara, and my Ratzu, why are they bothering being Machmer? No reason to be Machmer. When you're going on the high seas above 10 Tvachen, you can walk and go as long as you want. You can go from here to Australia on the high seas because it's higher than 10 Tvachim. So what's the issue? Ever the Gemara kid Omer Rav, like Rav said in the next case, the Maleches Virekach. Virekach means that the boat is not sailing on the high seas, but it's sailing now. Rekach literally means in the mud. But here it means in the shallow waters. Since it's shallow waters, therefore it's less than 10 tefachim from riverbed. Hachanan Maleches Berakach. That's a totally different story. The only shayla legabi Sfina was because Sfina is lamala me'asara tefachim. But if in fact it happens to be 90% submerged in the water and the bottom of the boat is less than 10 tefachim from the riverbed, shoy, so in such a case, then you have the normal din of tchumen, and that was part of their rotsu lahachmar latzman. That maybe it's stuck in low water, and we got to be careful. Toshima, same type of raya. Continuing on the next case in the Mishnah, pamachas leinichasu lenamal ad shechashecha. It was Friday night, and they only got into port after night, and they wanted to know when we're getting off the ship now on Friday afternoon or Friday evening, and it's already night. How far were we a few minutes ago at the time of Bein HaShemashos? Were we within the 2,000 amas of shore, and so therefore we're allowed to go and walk? Or were we not within 2,000 amas of shore, and we are stuck? We can only go 4 amas. The Astra of Gamliel, Rav Gamliel said, I saw what was going on. I was looking, and we were B'toychat Chum. Then why are we even talking about B'toychat Chum? After all, they're in a Svina. Didn't you say on a Svina, if you hold that Ein Tchum L'mal Me'asara, that as soon as until they get into the port, there was never a discussion, never a concern, because they're in a Svina, which is L'mal Me'asara Tchum. See, Yamas B'Shlam Yesh Tchum and Shapri, I understand why you even were concerned. They were nervous. Eli Yamas Ein Tchum, if there is no Din of Tchum at all, even if they had not been within 2,000 amas of the port. My Hava, who cares? They would be able to continue as much as they wanted because they were not violating, and there was no tchum until they get off the boat. As long as they're on the boat, they are in a free zone, a moratorium, a suspended zone.
As the boat approached the shore, though, it could be less than Esrit Tfachim because the riverbed gets...
So Reb Daniel's teretz is mamish mechavin to rova. Oh, Reb Daniel has rova's cup today. Omer, not this type of cup, the head. Omer rova, the malech esperekak, we're talking about taker, that the last 2,000 amas, they were going in shallow waters. After all, they were nearing the shore. And therefore, says rova, that's what they were concerned about, that maybe from the bottom of the boat to the riverbed, there was less than 10 tefachim. So we do have a tchumen issue, and that's why he said, Rav Gamliel, what should we do? Rav Gamliel said, nothing to worry about. We were already within the 2,000 amas from shore. So yes, you can get off the boat, and you can walk around, and everything is fine, and everything is dandy.
So what if they were on the boat, so if the boat hadn't made it to port, then there would have basically been, the whole expanse of the ocean would have been their zone, correct? Is that correct?
If you hold Malechus, but if you hold Omda, then you only have four Amas.
Okay.
That's what they were concerned
about. Okay, so now he's inside of the port. It's 2,000 Amas away. He sees the port. So they get to the port. It's after Shabbos.
After Shabbos started.
So Ben Shmashos, they were on the high seas.
Correct.
They were in the... Well,
according to Mark Terrence, they were on the low seas.
Okay. They get to the port. So now they're on the port. It's like... So now they're on the port. Why can they travel the whole area? Why do they have a... They should be trapped in the port, right?
They're part of the city now. Since it was within the 2,000 amas where they were shoivis, it's as if they lived at the end of the city, and now they can walk the entire city.
Because there's an enter their Kodesh Misa in the port, and therefore they have all the privileges.
So if you hold Yesh Tchumim, so then they were Kodesh Misa wherever they were at the split moment of Benish Moshes, which was 5 minutes or 10 minutes ago before they got off.
Which is outside in the rakak and the mud, and they were trapped, and therefore when they land, they're trapped in four amas.
So 1 second. See, if it happens to be within 2,000 amas of the port, they can go get off the ship and they can walk around the entire city because all part of that city is all part of their 2,000 amas. If, however, they were 2,000 amas and one, we'll make it easier, 2,005 amas away from the port, and they said they were going to Shvisa there in the middle of the water, then they'd only be able to go four amas altogether to get off the boat, and they'd have to stick around. Good.
Did they even get off the boat? They have the
Dalet
Amas of the boat, that's it.
The Dalet Amas of the boat. It depends, I guess, on whether the boat goes on to the surface or they get off, you know. I assume you've traveled on boats before, right? So depending on the boat, if it happens to be like one of these small little rowboats, they go and pull it halfway onto shore.
Right.
So when you happen to be on the boat, you're already on shore, and then when you're getting off, you have your four Amas from wherever you landed. If you happen to be in the water, because it's one of these large ships, so it doesn't go on to shore, they just anchor it in. So as soon as you get off the boat, you may be already gone, your two amas or whatever, you can go one ama more, whatever the cheshbon is. But bottom line, it's malech derekak. L'choyer, this is an interesting gemara, because we have back-to-back cases that we brought a raya from our Mishnah, and notice that Rava gave his test malech derekak on the second case, and then the Gemara says, Kiram, Rav, just like Rav is going to go and say, in another five lines, the same thing applies over here. Why didn't Rav say that already on the first Raya? And then, say, just like Rav said it 5 seconds ago, 5 lines ago, he says it over here too. So, I was learning this with my Chavrusa yesterday, Rabbi Marcus at the Kailu, and he gave a very, very simple answer. And he said, because since when we're coming into shore, which is really what Daniel was saying before, by definition, it's going to get shallower and shallower as you get closer. So here it makes more sense. Rava didn't have to have that leap of faith of saying, Malech is Barakat. They're coming into shore. Everybody's nervous. They're looking at their watches. They're seeing it's already almost Shabbos. It's already Shabbos. Will we be able to get off? Will we be stuck? Can we go 4 hours? Can we go the entire city? Etc., etc. So that entire time, Malech is Barakat, because they're nearing shore. On the earlier case, they were Hifliga Svinasim Bayam. It doesn't sound like that they were on the shallow side. It sounded like it was on the high seas, like Barry said. And therefore, that's why the Gemara said, just like Rava said, easily in case number 2, Melech Lirakak, B'shas Adchak will say that on the first case as well, that also was talking about that the boat at that particular time was going in the shallow, even though it was Fligas Yvasim Yam, there was a shallow area there, and since therefore while it was going over that, they had a din of Tchumen after all. Okay, Tarshima. Hanishab Shmaitza, this Amron Betzavr Bishabata Kamid Rav Chizda Besura, Bari Panya Bishabata Kamid Rav Ben Pupadisa. That Hashem Shmaitza is a very famous sefer that was written by Victor Sechoshin. He also wrote the Avni Meluam, so it's a contemporary bestseller in the rabbinic Torah world. And it's a very, very choshim sefer, obviously. But the question is, what is the Gemara referring to the Shev Shmaitz and Argon? He's not referring to that sefer. But you all remember from Masechtas Chulin when we learned the third parak Elu Treifos, the Mishnah listed 18 treifos there in the first Mishnah, and then the Gemara continued on that Midrabana the Amiroim came up. I don't know Midrabana. The Amiroim came up with an additional 7 treifos which were not listed in the Mishnah. And that the Gemara Masechtas Chulin and Daf Mem Beis called the Shev Shmaitz. So now the Gemara tells us about so far an unnamed anonymous individual who Shabbos morning was discussing the Shev Shmaitz, this Amrin B'tzafer B'Shabbat, the Shabbos morning, Kamid Rav Chizda in Surah. This was discussed with Rav Chizda in Surah. And then Bahadi Panya B'Shabbat, later on in the afternoon, it was discussed Kami de Rava, on the side it says de Rava, Pumbadisa. Rava lived in Pumbadisa, but Rava lived in Mechoisa. So there was probably Rava. Anyway, so in the morning he was in Surah, in the afternoon he was in Pumbadisa. It's impossible to go from Surah to Pumbadisa, even with an Eder, because it's just more than 4,000 Amos away. So Freyti Mar Manam Rino, who is the one that discussed it on the same Shabbat Rav Chizda in the morning and Rava in the afternoon? So Kimar Lav Mistamu was Eliyahu Hanavi. And Eliyahu Hanavi obviously was Jewish and he was religious. So Eliyahu Amrinu. So how was he able to get from Surah to Pumbadisa on the same Shabbos? So it's a Tchum Shabbos. Because Eliyahu Hanavi is flying around in midair. Almein Tchum Lamal Measar. So we see there's no din of Tchum Lamal Measar. We can be Poisharar Shaila. Jamalai. Dilma Yosef Shida Amrinu. Maybe it wasn't Eliyahu Hanavi, it was Yosef, the famous Shindalid guy. Says Rashi, Tlimintu Shabbat, unfortunately, he was already assimilated among the other Shindalids, and therefore he was no longer a religious Shindalid, and he would go and run around, and he was not a Shomer Shabbos. Since he wasn't a Shomer Shabbos, he can't ask any kashas in him, how did he get from Surah to Pumbadisa? Midway, he maybe ate a bacon sandwich also, you know? We don't know. Shagets, exactly. So bottom line is, you have no raya. Very good. Shkoyach. So, therefore, no raya from Yosef Shindal. There's a... when I was learning with Ben Zion last night, he reminded me of a famous Chassam Sofer says, why are you asking from this story about Eliyahu Hanavi? Every single Shabbos, Baruch Hashem, throughout the world, there are always brism going on. And we have a Kabbalah that Eliyahu Malach HaBris goes from bris to bris to bris every single Shabbos. That's why we put away Kisa Shaliyahu.
And the Seder night also.
Seder night also. The question of the Seder night, whether that's more... I don't know. I don't want to say Chas V'Shalom. We call it Kishal Eliyahu because the Gemara says that there's a machloikis whether you're supposed to have 4 kaises, 5 kaises, and the 5th kais is connected to the Vesi. So the Gemara says, Miyachim Eliyahu Novi will come and he'll be Mataritz, or in his time we'll have that 5th kais. So therefore they call it Kaishal Eliyahu, and then we tell the children, they open the door, Eliyahu's coming in. I don't know whether that's really based on Chazal or not. Maybe it is. But Brisson certainly. And therefore, that being the case, how could he go? He's going more than Tchum Shabbos. He's going, there's a Bris here, and there's a Bris Baruch Hashem in Australia. Now, how did he go? So he wasn't walking, otherwise it would take him a week or longer to get to Australia. Elamai is flying around. So you see that there is no Tchum Lamal Miasar. So the famous Chassam Sofer in Chumas that says that Eliyahu wears 2 hats. He has a hat of the Navi, and in that wearing that hat, he's considered to be like a Basar B'dam. And then there's also, he's in a Bechina of a Malach. When he goes like a Navi, a Basar B'dam, then he has all the restrictions and limitations that all of us have, and all the mitzvahs. And therefore, when the Gemara said that maybe Eliyahu is the one, we're talking about Eliyahu in the form of a Basar B'dam, and we want to be Poshut Rein Tchumen. However, when he goes to the Brisim, he doesn't go in the form of a Navi, he goes in the form of a Malach. And that's why we say Eliyahu Malach HaBris. Malachim don't have the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu took it down. They said, no, leave the Torah Bashamayim. Torah Lab Bashamayim. So the Malachim don't have the Torah. So therefore, there is no problem for Eliyahu to come to all the Brisim. Okay, on the Gemara by the Toshima. Everyone knows about Yoim Sheben David Bar. This is a very interesting Gemara. You have a person who says, I want to become a Nazir. When do I want to be a Nazir? On the day that Ben David Bar, when Mashiach comes, I want to be a Nazir. So now the person is probably saying to himself, since he hasn't come recently, then I won't have to be a Nazir for a while. Guess what? He's allowed to go and drink wine on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. Why, says Rashi, the Vadalei Osi Mashiach Inna, Mashiach ain't coming on Shabbos or Yom Tov, and therefore you can go and drink on Shabbos or Yom Tov. But the rest of the week, Dilma Osi, says Rashi. Meaning that if the person says that on the day Mashiach comes, on that day, I'm going to go and start Nazirus, well, guess what? He might come. We're hoping he might come today. So I got to start my Nazirus immediately. I can't wait to see whether he's coming or not. I'm going to be a Nazir on the Yoing Shemin David Ba. He might only come at 5:30, 6:30, right before Mincha time, Shoyin, so I have to be a Nazir ready from the morning. So Shabbos, I don't have to worry, but I do have to worry during the week. And therefore, if it's a weekday vow, boom, he becomes immediately a Nazir. If you say there's a din of tchumen, I understand why the Braisa distinguishes between whether it's chal on Shabbos or chal during the week, whether it's a valid, effective vow on Shabbos or during the week. Why is there a difference? Because since it's din of tchumen, I know for sure Mashiach is not going to come on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Mashiach is an Echner Lechid from Mashiach ben David Abada. He's not going to go and going to be violated tchumen. So he's not going to come on Shabbos or Yom Tov, and the vow of Nazirus won't be chal. And therefore, mutter. And the armor saying tchumen b'Shabbos v'Yom Tov. If you can tell me there's no din of tchumen, am I mutter? Maybe in fact Mashiach will come on Shabbos or Yom Tov. He had to fly all the way from Eretz Yisrael to New York to get here. He hasn't no din of tchumen. He can fly with a kvitza, with a shem, and he's here. So why is he mutter to go and drink? Is the choyah shtarka raya that yesh tchumen, and therefore I don't have to be concerned that Mashiach is going to come today on Shabbos, and I can drink on Shabbos. Why? So the choyah varaya yesh tchumen. Says the Gemara, no. That's not the reason. It could very well be that ain't tchumen. And therefore, so why can't Mashiach come? Shani hazan yom akra, hine yanuichi shaleich lechem es Eliyahu Navi. I'm going to go and send Eliyahu Navi. And how does the pasuk continue on? Lifnei boy yoyim Hashem agodol v'anoyir. What means lifnei boy? That means Eliyahu Navi coming is going to come a day before Mashiach ben David comes. So now it's Shabbos. And I say to myself, Mashiach ain't coming today. Because Eliyahu Navi didn't come yesterday. Because for Mashiach to come on Shabbos, Eliyahu Navi had to come on Friday. And therefore that's why I can go and drink wine on Shabbos. Frey Timora, how do you know Eliyahu Navi didn't come? Because you didn't hear. See, Hachi Bechoyl, also kol yoyma v'yoyma nami lishteri. Why don't we go and say on every Tuesday, every Wednesday, you should be able to go and drink wine. Because did any of you hear that Eliyahu Navi came yesterday? No. He came to the bris, but he didn't come to advise us that Mashiach is coming. So if Eliyahu didn't come yesterday, then Mashiach ain't coming today. So I can go and drink. And if Eliyahu doesn't show up today, I'll be able to drink tomorrow, and so on and so forth. What's the reason why the Braisa doesn't say that? The Braisa only says that you can drink on Shabbos and on Yom Tov, but it doesn't say anything about during the week. El Amrina on the Bezana Godel also. I'll tell you why. Because although today happens to be Tuesday, and I didn't hear anything about Eliyahu Navi coming yesterday, but who says Eliyahu Navi is going to come here to this shtibel? Maybe Eliyahu Navi is going to come to Bezdin HaGadol in Yerushalayim, and then they're going to go and send out FedExes and faxes and emails and telephone calls and let everybody know. But until everybody finds out, it might be a day or two or three or four. Remember, this was the time before FedExes and faxes and emails, etc., and telephones. So maybe people are going to hear only a week or 2 weeks from now, just like the Chashash Legabi, the calendar, for purpose of Rish Chodesh and Yom Tovim and Yom Toshen Shogolius, etc. So El Amrin could be the reason why on Tuesday or Wednesday, when you make such a neder, you know, why you're prohibited from drinking, because maybe Eliyahu Navi came yesterday, even though you didn't hear about it. So in Shabbos should be the same thing. Maybe it was Shabbos morning. And I'm saying to myself, Eliyahu HaNavi didn't come. How do I know? Maybe he did come. Where did he come to? To Bezin HaGadol. I didn't hear about it. You didn't hear about it, but he's here. And therefore, says Gemara, how can you go and drink on Shabbos or on Yom Tov? Every Gemara, the famous Chazal, Kvar Mov Techlan Yisrael, She'ein Eliyahu Ba, Loi Ba'avi Shabuzayit, For Loi Ba'avi Yomim Toivim. We know for a fact that Eliyahu HaNavi is not going to come on Fridays. You know why? What's the Toirach? Tircha, people are busy. They don't have time to get together to greet Mashiach and to greet Eliyahu HaNavi. You know why I don't have time? They're preparing for Shabbos. So Eliyahu HaNavi is not going to go in Kor Tzaris, you know. Hey, how am I going to do it? I have to, you know, I have to show them every once in a while. You have a Levaya on Friday and you have to go to Levaya and you say, how am I going to do it? I have so many things to do. So I don't have to run. I have to run. So I got to peckle. So Eliyahu HaNavi says to himself, Lahavdil, it's a wonderful thing. Eliyahu HaNavi should come with the Bekar of Mamish. But Eliyahu HaNavi says, I'm going to come Dafka on Friday when everybody is schlepping fish, cooking fish. Rav Malach Shibuta, he's salting the fish. In the middle of all of this, drop everything. We all got to come to Mashiach. Anyway,
the story of your father, Lava Shalom.
Oh.
That, I forgot which rabbi it was, that they were hoping for Mashiach was there. Yom Tov, and he says, you know, how can you say that? And Mara says, no, he says, So answer this question also.
So Brother Shai reminds us of a story that my father, Zechanah Bruch, was very fond of repeating. And this was a story that the Belzeruv was together with Rabina Kalbach. As you know, the Kalbach family was major German Rabbanim in a number of different cities before the war. And they were together in Erev Pesach. I don't know how they got together in Erev Pesach, Bakasha Famasa, and they were baking Erev Pesach matzahs. And the Belzeruv, with great hispalis, was saying, oi, we should all be zoichas still to go and eat these matzahs still in Yerushalayim, when Mashiach comes, in Mitzvah Shem of the Beis Mikdash, and we still should be able to eat it tonight in Yerushalayim. So Rabina Kalbach said, Herr Wunder Rabina, meaning the Belzeruv, how can you say something like that? We have a Gemara. Ein Eliyahu Ba, Loi Ba'arvi Shabusaus, Loi Ba'arvi Yomim Tauvim. It's impossible. Das ist doch nicht möglich. It's impossible the Mashiach should come. So the Merglish. Merglish means like, it's nicht möglich. It's not possible. So that's in German. So my, the Belzeruv said back to Rabina Kalbach, he said, Herr Oberabina Kalbach, Sie haben recht. He said, however, eine von die Aufgabes, one of the Aufgabes means one of the missions, one of the objectives that Eliyahu HaNavi has when he comes down to this world is Tishbi Yataris Kushias V'Abayas. He's going to answer all the Shvera Kashas. So said the Belzeruv, Lord Mashiach Shin Kemen, and that will be another one of the Kashas Eliyahu HaNavi will answer. Hi, it says that he can't come Be'Arvi Shabusas of Arvi Yom Tzad. Shkoyach for reminding us of that story. But Gerada, there's another story also based on this Gemara. What's the other story? The story is told that the Bris Keruv said to his Talmidim that there is a famous line that people say, oh, I can't wait to Mekabel Panei Mashiach. Or you tell an elderly person you should be Zoicha to Mekabel Panei Mashiach. In other words, it's a brucha. So he said, Vushtate in the Ramah, Vushtate in Gemara, and Inyan of being Mekabel Panei Mashiach. Mashiach will come and he'll be here. What Vushtate is Inyan of Mekabel Panei Mashiach. So, nobody off the top of their
head. I'd like to receive him at the airport.
To receive him, right, exactly, with a red carpet treatment. So, they asked the they asked the Chabinarov. Chabinarov was a well known in his day. He lived about 45, 50 years ago. Chabinarov was a goyin in Gantz Shas, Gantz Yerushalmi, Bavli, everything he knew on his fingertips. So he asked Chabinarov, he said, we learn it from this Rashi in today's Gemara, because it says on the second line, Mepnei HaToyrech, Shemenichim Tzorchi Shabbos, they'll have to put aside Tzorchi Shabbos, V'holchim Lahak Bilpanav, and they're going to go Mimchav upon him. So he said, Briskarov, if there wasn't an Inyat in Mimchav upon him, they should all just continue with the Inyanim of Tzorchi Shabbos. Is the Charayi from our Gemara based on this Rashi that there is an Inyan to go Mimakab upon him on Mashiach, and that's why says Eliyahu HaNavi, I don't want to disturb everybody's Shabbos preparations if they're all going to come to Mimakab upon him. So he said, the Briskarov says, see, Daf ken uplenim, one has to be able to learn a Rashi like the Chabina Ruv learns a Rashi. So gishmak, he learns takad as the makar of the makar. Anybody wants some coffee? Shkoyach. So getting back to Gemara's Gemara Vayta.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Isn't it up to Hashem when Eliyahu should come?
Hashem decides everything. Even
so then how could Eliyahu say, I'm not going to come on Shabbos, I don't want to be mitarach the Yidim? It would be Hashem's direction that he's coming. So
Eliyahu HaNavi would be implementing Hashem's ratzon. Hashem would not want Klal Yisrael to go and be turned upside down on Erev Shabbos. So he would say, Eliyonavi, please wait until Sunday. They'll have more time to prepare themselves. You're right. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara. Period. So where are we holding at this point? We're holding that the reason why a Nozer is allowed to drink wine on Shabbos, because he doesn't have to worry Mashiach is coming today on Shabbos. Not because of Tchumen restrictions, but because Eliyonavi didn't come yesterday on Friday. So you're going to say, how do I know Eliyahu HaNavi didn't come yesterday? Maybe he did, he came to Bezna Gadol, I just didn't hear about it. No, Eliyahu HaNavi wouldn't come on Friday because he knows that he would be going and be mafriya, he would stop people from doing all of their Shabbos preparation, so he wouldn't come on Friday. So if he didn't come on Friday, that's why Mashiach is not going to come on Shabbos. So we assumed that if Eliyahu is not going to come on Friday, because that's going to disturb Shabbos preparations, Mashiach nami liyasi memalvi Shabbos. Or Mashiach nami liyasi, then Mashiach is also not going to come on Fridays. Because so if we're going to be mekabel pnei Eliyahu, we're going to be mekabel pnei Mashiach, so bazoi lechoyre memalvi Shabbos alishteri. Not only on Shabbos should you be able to go and drink from the wine, the Nozer should be able to drink. He should be able to say he can drink also on Fridays, because Eliyahu HaNavi is not going to, Mashiach is not going to come on Friday. He's going to disturb all the preparations. Eliyahu Tak is not going to come on Friday. Mashiach will come on Friday. As soon as Mashiach comes, immediately all the Ummah Oilam are going to be subservient to Klal Yisrael. And so when Rav is busy being molach shibuta on Erev Shabbos, he's salting the fish, some goy is going to come in and say, Rav, I know you're busy, Mashiach is here, I'm going to take over, you just go and do what you have to do, go and be makav p'nei Mashiach. Anyway, halavai, this should all happen very, very soon in our days. So, continuing the morning, b'chad b'shabashkar, b'chad b'shabalishtri, why don't we say on Sundays, it should be mutter to go and drink. Why should it be mitzvah to drink? Let's be poshut that there's no din of tchumen. The e yesh tchumen bechad b'shabel lishteri. If there is a din of tchumen, you should be able to go and drink wine on Sundays. Because what was his neder? If Mashiach is going to come today, Mashiach is not going to come today on Sunday. Till he asked Eliyahu b'shabes. Eliyahu couldn't come yesterday if there is a din of tchumen. So why does the Braisa say that the Nozer can only drink on Shabbos? He should say that the Nozer can also go and drink on Sundays. Is the Chassim that Eliyahu is able to come on Shabbos, and therefore Mashiach is able to come in on Sunday? If that's the case, be poishet the ein tchumen, how can Eliyahu now become? After all, when he is in the tzura of a baser bedam, he's not allowed to go more than the 2,000 amos, just like the rest of us. Is the chayarai the ain't chumen? Because if there was chumen, you should be able to drink on Sunday. Everything Gemara, you really can't bring a conclusive raya. This Tan himself wasn't sure in this Shaila Yesh Tchumen or Ein Tchumen. And therefore he says, since I'm not sure, Ula Chumra, you have to go and be Machmir. This person who took upon himself Naziris, and he took upon himself Naziris for the whole week. So he said, Shabbos he's allowed to drink, but not on Sunday, and not on Monday, and not on Tuesday, etc. Why can't he drink on Sunday? Because perhaps the halacha is ain't chumen, and therefore perhaps Eliyahu HaNavi came yesterday to the Beis Nagov. I didn't hear about it, but perhaps he came because ain't chumen, and therefore Mashiach might come today. Now, perhaps yesh chumen. You're right. It could be. I don't know. Since I don't know, you got to be machmir. Don't drink the wine on Sunday.
Who said that Eliyahu has to travel beyond the Kuntur of the Beis Nagov? The whole premise is that Eliyahu is traveling around the world telling everyone, you're going to the Beis HaGadol and telling them there, he could be within the Tchum. It has no relevance.
We have a tradition that he wasn't sitting in the outskirts of what city he was on, taking off his, with the Bsharim, wrapping and unwrapping his bandages. That was outside the Yerushalayim.
Well, number one. But number two,
the pasuk itself, it says in Tanakh that Eliyahu went also with Saras Hashemayim, right? What did Elisha say? Ovi, Ovi, Rechav Yisrael Parashav, and he vanished up to Shemayim. So anytime he comes down to this world, he's always coming from Shemayim. Shemayim is where his residence is. If you ever wanted to write a letter to Eliyahu HaNavi, you'd have to write in Shmei Mala, Baroyim HaShemayim. That's where the letter would have to be delivered. And he comes down every single day for the Brisson, and Mitzvah will come down shortly to advise us of the coming of Mashiach. But it's always, he's always going in outer space. Ear space. Continue the one. So now the Gemara asks another practical question. The Koy Emas. This Nazir, when was he making his Neder Nazirs? The Koy Emas, the Kanada. When was this? Elim the Koy Bechol, he's making it during the week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Kim the Chal Alei Nazir, since you told me that during the week, Nazirs is Chal, right? If he made it, any one of us here would say, Harein Nazir, on the condition that Mashiach may come today, and then Mashiach, in fact, might come today, and he doesn't know about it in advance, he's going to have to start in the Zeres. So once you start in the Zeres, Hey Chiyas Yishabat Mafkale, how would the Shabbos go and be Mafkia that name in the Zeres? Once you're in Nazir, you don't get a break, you know, 24-hour break, and you can go and drink, and then continue on to Sunday. Once in the Zeres is Chal, it's Chal. El Adikoy Bishabat Vekonoda. Or beyond the Vekonoda, he's making the Nader on the Shabbos itself, and he's saying, today, if Mashiach comes today, then I want to become a Nazir.
But that already is refuted by the fact that Eliyahu didn't come yesterday.
And that's why today he's able to go and drink.
So is it a Neder at all? If it's based on a condition, if I say, if someone were to say today, I'll be a Nazir today, if some Gedalia today.
Yeah, you're 100% right.
So it's fake news.
Exactly. It's an impossibility.
And Tisha B'Av would even be faker.
Right, so from the start, it's a false condition.
You're absolutely correct. So the word is not, I'm a Nozer today, if Mashiach comes today, but Harei Nozer B'yoyim Shemin David Ba. I'm going to become Nozer on the day that David HaMelech comes. So today is Shabbos. Is he coming today? The answer is no. Because Eliyahu didn't come yesterday. How do we know he didn't come yesterday? Because yesterday everybody was busy. Ain ben David bo, lau biyavin, relo biyav. Okay, as we said before. Good, so today he's not coming in Shabbos. But he might come tomorrow. Harein nozer biyoyim, I'm going to be a nozer on the day that ben David bo. Hopefully he comes today or tomorrow. So if he's making his neder on Shabbos, Shabbos he ain't coming. We have that, we know for sure. But he's going to come perhaps tomorrow. So starting from tomorrow morning, he's going to have to be
counting.
It didn't start, but it will start Sunday morning, or maybe even Matzah Shabbos. Says Yomar, that day alone, that first Shabbos and Yom Tov will be mutter. Since Sunday hits, he's going to be hit with his Nazirs. The next Shabbos, he's going to have to continue with his Nazirs. So therefore, the Loshon HaBraisa, when it says, he means that initial first Shabbos that he took upon himself in his ears, because future Shabbos is a future Yom Tovim, within the 30 days, in fact, he's going to be Osir Lishtois Yai.
Does he say for how long he's going to be in
Osir?
Stam Nazir Shloshim Yom. If you don't specify how many days, how do we know what's the Makar?
Year.
What is a year?
The Gematria.
Kodesh year. That it says all the days in the Zeres, Kodesh Yihya, and the Gematria of Yud, Hey, Yud, K, 1, 10 plus 5, 10 plus 5, comes out to roughly 30. That's why the Zeres is flushing out. Okay, so you want to write to you? You're very welcome.
You know, I think you're ready by next Shabbos. You'll have heard, maybe you haven't heard, but at this point, ready. It's going to be a week of excitement.
Yeah, but once the Zeres is Chal, you can't undo it.
He'll be
the Nazirus is Chal when Ben David comes. Now he didn't come because now it's clear that he didn't come. So that
you say that the condition should be Chal and therefore the Mafreya it shouldn't be in the Nazir.
Right.
If it's affected.
Well, so maybe it was just maybe a week, like it's until the message came out from the Nagado, but.
So you're saying the whole week, because maybe David might still come today, but next Shabbos, let's go and say I see a glory mutzlam afreya that since he didn't come, so the zeros are never chal, and maybe Mashiach did come on. Maybe Eliyahu Novi came on Thursday. Maybe Mashiach came on Friday, and I just haven't heard about it yet because it was still in the Bez Nagol. Today's Shabbos, I don't know. So he's not going to come today. But he may already come, and I didn't hear about it, so just kind of keep on going. So you're going to say, well, by Sunday, Monday, I heard that he didn't come the previous week. Yeah, but Sunday, Monday, he might come now, today. So, again, you're stuck in your nazir.
Okay,
so Chamar Gamal. One time it didn't come to the mouth. So now, remember, that was the final case in the Mishnah. We spoke about it back in the Amud Aleph, that Rabbi Akiva told them, not Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Gamliel told them the good news. Don't worry, we were within the 2,000 Amis of port. And therefore, yes, you can get off the ship and you can walk around and you're not going to be stuck in Dalai Amis. So now the Gemara tells us some very interesting things. How did Rabbi Gamliel Taka say, I saw it. So we all saw it. How do you know it was 2,000 Amis? So the Gemara Tonish refers to Rabbi Gamliel, Shohi Amabit, Mitzifa, Alpayim, Amabi, Abashu, Kineg, Alpayim, Bayam. Rabbi Gamliel had a shofaris, what we would call today a telescope. And with a telescope, he was able to see 2,000 Amis b'yabasha and 2,000 Amis b'yam. Now the obvious question is, okay, with a telescope you can see very, very far. But how do you know that it was 2,000 Amis away? Maybe when he saw his telescope it was 2,500. Maybe it was 3,000 Amis away. So Rashi says that this telescope, when it was manufactured that you could go and see a range of 2,000 Amis. That was a range. Not more than that. That I looked at my telescope and I was able to see. How was I able to see?
It was in focus. You could see the Namal in focus.
Yeah, I could see it in focus.
He could read the no sailing on Shabbos signs in the port. Don't swim either, Midrabana.
And also the signs Ad Kan Tchum Shabbos. Anyway, so the point is, since it had a range of 2,000 Amis, he was able to see it exactly, precisely 2,000 Amis. He didn't fade away at the end. So Chassimim was within 2,000 Amis, and that's how we know. Okay, so now the Gemara continues on in that same vein. You have a valley and you're trying to figure out how deep the valley is. Maybe Shreferis, you go and take such a telescope. You look down. Then you can go and see how deep the guy is. Yeah, how can you tell? So Rashi says again, you start off with such a telescope that has a precision range. Let's say Yechvais Shreferis has exactly 1,000 Amis, and then you look down into the guy. If you can go and see all the way down to the bottom of this valley, well, maybe that's 800 or 900 Amis. You don't know that it's 1,000 Amis.
More than 1,000.
Exactly. But how do I know that it's exactly 1,000? Then I want to know later. Kama Oimkai. Says Rashi, then you just start walking back a few Amis. Walk back a little bit. We're not talking about a deep bore. We're talking about a sliding or a slanting gate. Gave meaning a valley, and so therefore just walk back another. Oh, now I can't see the bottom anymore. Oh, how many feet was it, or how many Amis was it from the crater from where the valley began to where you walked? Oh, I walked approximately 100 Amis, and now I can't see the bottom anymore. Oh, it's a chasimim, 1,000 minus 100, you get to 900. Right, so that's how you make the chasim. Now, what happens if it's the same thing with a tree? You want to know how tall the tree is. And Rashi says it's talking about a person that was noivis climbing up the tree. I know it's very important to know the height of the tree, but to get up to the top of the tree, oh, you know, tree at the top starts swaying back and forth, and I get seasick, and I get earsick, and I get who knows what. And they didn't have Dramamin. So what do I do? He wants to know how tall the tree is. Moided kaimasai vitzilai. So Rashi makes a very simple cheshbon. Go at any particular time of the day, whether it's 10 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. At that time, a person has his height, and he also has his tzeil, he has the shade, right? If you're walking during a sunny day, then you can go and see the shade of the body coming down. So at that particular moment, what you should do is go and measure how tall you are. Let's assume a tall fellow who's 6 feet tall. He measures the tzeil, and he sees that the tzeil is 12 feet long. In other words, the tzeil is exactly a ratio of two times of his own height. That's how the shade works at that time of day. Exactly two times. So now let him measure the tzeil of that dekel, and he sees that shade is 100 feet long. The chasimin that the tree is 50 feet tall. It's the same ratio of the 2-to-1. And if it's by the person 3-to-1, it's 3-to-1, and so on and so forth. That's how we'll know a good shaltika. Oh, you have chayis rois.
and they want during the summer when it's nice and hot and it's boiling, they want to have some shade. So they come into a cemetery. The cemetery is the easiest place to go to because none of the people shoo them away, right? If you're in the city or in the country, you see a bear, you try to get rid of the bear, you try to get the deer, you know, so they run away or go away, depending on how violent they are, whatever. But the point is, it's a safe bet in a cemetery. There aren't too many people shooing them away. So he wants to especially have the benefit of the shade. Now, what does he do? He goes to wherever is the biggest oil or the biggest matzeva, and he figures that's where he's going to go lie down next to the matzeva, and he's going to have some nice shade. Now, the problem, says Rashi, is if this is shortly after the person was buried, there might still be a scent or an odor, and then the chayro will say to himself, hey, not only can he get a shade, I can get a free meal. And he might start unearthing the matzeva to get to the kever. What do we do in such a situation? Says he might have a good eitz. No, it's kind of a dollar choice, Bjorn. Go and put a pole into the ground at 4 hours in the day, let's say like at 10 o'clock. And let him go and see based on that where the slant of the shade goes. Does it go to the right, to the left, north, west, south, east, etc.? Look at which direction. And then when he knows that direction, when he's building the matseva on top of the kever, let him build it in a slanted form so that that slant will correspond exactly with the slant of the shade. And therefore, and because it's a matseva, he's going to make it with a slant, with, in other words, angular, and like with like a ramp, so to speak. And therefore, that whole area is going to be full of the cement of the matseva. So you won't be able to have the chaya lying in that spot next to the kever when the sun is beating down, because that will already be filled in material. That whole filled in ramp, that slant going up to the kever, is all filled in. So you're going to say he's going to lie on top of the ramp. He's under the sun. He's going to lie on the side of the ramp. Side of the ramp is not going to give him any benefit from the sun, because the sun is going in that direction. It's going to hit him over the head. He would only have the benefit he's in the sail, the shade of the matseva. This matseva has no shade because the shady area has all been filled in with cement. So this is the best way of doing it. Right, Zogti Mora, Nechemia Breid of Chaniloi, Mashcha Sei Shmaitze. Nechemia, son of Chaniloi, he was learning on Shabbos, and he was learning so deep. Guess what happened? As he's walking down the street, he wasn't thinking about the Knicks, he wasn't thinking about the election, he wasn't thinking about the next nomination, but the Democrats, the Republicans, but this Senate, the other, he was thinking and learning. And guess what happened as a result? He went beyond the Tchum Shabbos, and now he's stuck. He can't get back in. Was it Dozai? He's stuck outside the tchum. He can't get back in. What should we do? I have the following etzah. We're going to make a temporary mechitza that he should be able to walk back in to our area, to our tchum. Go and take together 5, 10, 20 feet people, let them walk around Reb Nechemia where he is standing, let them make a box and make a machitza, he should be able to walk back. Now you're thinking to yourself, how can they walk out if Reb Nechemia is not able to walk out?
The tchum was a lot further away. They found people whose tchum was not...
How did they find those people? Because they... Continue on. Because they all made an Erev on Erev Shabbos.
Right.
So they were able to go beyond the Tchum Shabbos.
They were restricted by the same Tchum he was.
Exactly. But normally if you're all in the same town together, you all have the same Tchum restrictions.
But he went up a Ratzon. He went up a Ratzon.
Is that good or bad?
Well, we have the mission at the beginning of the parak. If you go up a Ratzon, you're kind of stuck, right? I mean, if you come back, you just have Dal Hanamas.
This might be considered Lahavda like the Ruach Ra. Here's the Ruach Toit.
He was learning. It says he was learning. That's why I didn't think of that.
Exactly. That's why he was.
No, Ruach, that's not Ruach Ra. See, that says the Ruach Ra.
It means that he didn't go willingly. It meant that he was taken away. He was done an oinus. So our Gemara would be a Ruach Toiva. The fact that he was learning.
Exactly. I didn't say Ruach Ra because he was learning.
I know, 100%. So it's a Ruach Toiva. Baruch Hashem was learning, but as a result, against his will, he is now out of the Tchum. He wants to get back in. Rav Nachman says, a good Eitzah, we're going to go make a temporary Mechitza B'nei Adam, and then he'll be able to come back in, and everything will be fine and dandy. In other words, he'll be Mukuf like we had in the Mishnah.
that issue of Mukav, especially if you hold like Rav Gamliel and like Rav Lozman Azariah.
The machitzas that were made after Shabbos, these are machitzas that are made in Bo'od Yom.
These were made on Shabbos itself.
Right.
Well, that's what the Mishnah is talking about. Ha'ilichu, again, if the Nochem Ruach Roy, the Chul Iracheres, they took him into another city, right, or they put him into a deer or into a sohar, a corral or into a barn or something of that nature. Rav Lozman Azariah, even Mahalach Eskul, he's able to walk the entire amount. So therefore, you have now that machitza that they have made. Now that they made that machitza, he's now able to go. It's like Lahabda, like the Goyim making the machitza a room and a room. And now he's able to go that entire machitza, and that machitza will lead him back into the tchum, and then he'll be free to go back to his original tchum, and everything will, he'll go home, and everybody will be happy.
Right, machitza.
Yeah, the Gemara's going to talk about that's going to be the discussion. Mem Dal Mem. We have another couple of minutes.
Can you use a shaliach to make a eruv?
Can you make a shaliach to make an eruv? Yes.
Yes, of course. So in other words, he just stands there and you do it.
No, exactly.
You know, you're fine. Exactly. Anyway, we had a story like that in the bungalow colony about 10 years ago.
Big traffic jam.
There was a big traffic jam, and one of the people of our bungalow colony walked all the way from Christ the Palisades, something like Monticello. It wasn't the day, it was, I think it was Butchie Sutton. One of the fellas.
30 years ago.
Yeah, 10 years ago, 20 years, 30 years ago.
I was there.
But he was a very young man. Okay. Still is a young man. Anyway, bottom line is, this fellow walked on Shabbos all the way, it was 17 miles or something. He arrived around 3 o'clock in the morning, because he was exhausted, and he went to sleep, whatever. Next morning, he comes into shul, and everybody, hey, Butchie went here the night before, or whoever the fellow was, and we were here, so they told everybody the big nest, and he walked in 17 miles, and he came, I got some mice, right? They tell the mice to the roof, and the roof says, uh-oh, we got a problem. What's the problem? So, I never looked it up, Rabbi Sight, but the roof said that if a person goes out of his Tchum Shabbos because of an oynis, according to the Mechaber, you only get Dal Ramos. According to the Ramah, since it was against your will, then you can go back to your normal abode where you normally are, and you have the full walking ability. And he said that unfortunately that fellow was a Svardi, and therefore he has to follow the Marana Mechaber. Marana Mechaber said, even though it was a tremendous oinus, nobody wants to get stuck in the middle of the Palisades on Friday night for the whole Shabbos. But the Maisi went over his Tchum Ba'oinus, and therefore he has to go and stay within his Dalai Ramas. The Dalai Ramas means the Bismedrish, and since you just came down and told me the story, you have to go and stay in the Bismedrish for the rest of Shabbos. So in fact,
that's how Rabbi Akiva holds, right?
That's how Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva. Correct. Exactly. Uri, you're cooking with gas. And therefore, you're using the cup and you give me a cup of shkai. Anyway, because men, they give the cups. I told them when the cups are. Okay, so anyway, getting back to our Gemara. So therefore, right after davening was over, they summoned the wife and the kids, and the son and the wife and kids came, and they brought all the Shabbos macholim, and he had to eat inside the shul, and then Shabbos afternoon, he had to put his head down in shul, and he was there. If anybody who wanted to visit him had to visit him in shul for the rest of Shabbos until Matzah Shabbos.
Better than being on a palisades.
For sure. Anyway, that was the story. Getting back to our Gemara, so the Gemara tells us now that Rav Nechemya is stuck.
But according to what we learned,
yeah,
if he needed to use the facilities, he's allowed to go above.
That's true, but there are facilities attached to the shul, so he has no excuse to go to his bungalow.
No, I'm saying he could go even 4 amas out of the, you know.
But that 4 amas would still keep him within the environs of the shul. Yeah, in the shul he could walk around.
That's considered just, isn't it just
Dal
Amos, not the whole deer?
If a person is going to the shul to go to the bathroom, he'd be able to go out. All right, anyway, Halacha Lamaisa, look it up in Shulchan Aruch, that was the story. Maybe Taka stayed in 4 amos, maybe at 8 amos. It makes you think the whole story. Ask Mendy. Mendy was there, he was a young man. I was already an old guy at that time. So, getting back to the Gemara, see, Gemara tells us what happened. So, he said, make a machisha b'ni yod, so he'll come back in. Now, the Gemara was surprised why Rav Chisda didn't think of this on his own. That is, we had over here, it was Omelet Rav Chisda Rav Nachman, what should we do? Nechemya Tamid Chashor B'Tzar. So he said to him, no problem, make the machitza. Why did Rav Chisda think of this? Yosef Rav Nachman Ba'yitzak Achor Yidir Rav, Yosef Rav Kameh Rav Nachman, Omelet Rav Nachman Ba'yitzak L'Rav, Maikam Ba'yitzak Rav Chisda. Why did Rav Chisda figure this out? Presumably Rav Chisda knew this Eitzah, but he was in doubt because of halachic considerations. Are we talking about there were tons of people, 100 people that Shabbos made and Erev, and therefore he had 100 people available. The Kami Boyele, and the Shaila that Rav Chisda had was Hilchus Kerem Gamliel. I ain't allowed Kerem Gamliel. This only works with Kerem Gamliel. Rav Gamliel says that once Hechziru, Letoich, Ir, Dir, Soyar, then Mahalach is Kula, that works. But according to Rabbi Shua and according to Rabbi Akiva, it doesn't work. And maybe that's the reason why he wasn't sure, and that's why we had to go and ask Rav Nachman. It's talking about they only had a handful of people. He only had 5 or 10 or 20 people available. Who's Reb Lezer? Mishnah, we're going to have that another few days in the Mishnah, where Reb Lezer says that if you accidentally went beyond the Tchum, you still have 2 Amos extension to be able to get back in. And he was Taka 2 Amos away, or 3 Amos away. And therefore, we want to get him back in. And he only had enough people to go and encircle or encompass Reb Nechemiah, so that Reb Nechemiah would now be within 2 amos from, so let's assume that he was 8 amos away from the Tchum. 8 amos is 6 beyond Reb Lezer, but he had enough people to ring around him, and therefore he was able to get back to 2 amos away, but not into the city. He didn't have enough people. So, Mekoyim Halacha Reb Lezer, you get this extra 2 amos bonus, or Ein Halacha Reb Lezer. So what was the shaila that Reb Nachman had, that Reb Chisda had? Sorry, here we're talking about Reb Lezer now. We're going to have another 4 hours. Mention, okay. We're going to learn in another couple of days. Okay. It's pshita, Zoktimar, b'loi malu gavri yaskinon. It must be the second sad, b'loi malu gavri. Tisokadaitim, malu gavri yaskinon, mighty boyle. Ha'omar Rav, alokarim gamliel, b'diyah v'sayim v'spina. Rav already paskin like that. So Reb Chisda should have known that that's how Rav paskin. The Gemara's kasha initially is stark, because yesterday we had that although Rav paskin alokarim gamliel, b'diyah v'sayim v'spina, but Shmuel only paskin like gamliel, Besvina and not Bediyah Vizoya. So why is he more asking Akasha on Rav Chisda? So, number one, because usually the halacha is Kirav Bedini and the Gabi Shmuel, the Moinet. Since here we're talking about Bedini, we should go according to Rav. But the arts group brought a Gemara Masechta Shabbos and Daf Yud, where Rav Chisda said that he always used to follow Rav's Psakim on a regular basis, so he should have followed this Psak of Rav as well. And therefore, Zokti Gemara, what was his Shaila? How do we pass the Gemara Gumbir? And the shadow is Reb Lezer coming by Boyalei, whether we had enough to Amma leeway to allow him to come in. Thinking, obviously, well, I'll bring you right. That it said that he should go and make, what was the lashon over here? Asayle mechitzah shel b'nei adam, the yikonis. Why do you have to say the yikonis? He could have said asayle mechitzah shel b'nei adam. Of course, yikonis. My yikonis. La b'loi mechitzah. He meant to say, make mechitzah as far as you can for those 6 amis, because he was 8 amis away, le mushel, in my example, an arbitrary example. So, he was away 8 amis, have enough people to take care of the 6, but now he's still stuck. He's 2 amis left outside of the tchum. Oh, the Yikonis, and tell him, no, we passed like Reb Lezer, come to Rhein, he can come in those 2 hours. So that was the Shaila, that's the Shaila that Rav Chisda had, and that's what Rav Nachman said, there's no Shaila, we passed like Reb Lezer, and you get the extra 2 hours, and everything is fine. Good. Now we're going to get back to the question that Brother Shai raised about 5-10 minutes ago. Are you allowed to go and make a mechitza on Shabbos, even such a temporary human mechitza? Is this permissible or not? Nofel doifna, a doifen of a sukkah fell down on Yontif. Oh no! What am I going to do? So Yamid Bo'odam Behem of the Kelim. He shouldn't go and say, Yanko Beryl, do me a favor, just stay here for the next few minutes so I can take a quick bite and you'll be the Mechitza. No, you're not allowed to go make such a human Mechitza. Man, they're calling you. You're being summoned by higher forces. Lo Yamid Odam Behem of the Kelim. You shouldn't go and have a person stand there, or for that matter, an animal, or for that matter, take a bunch of Kelim and make a temporary wall of the Sukkah. Lo Yiskev Esamita, and also don't go and take your bed and stand it up upright, and then you're going to go and spread a sheet on it to go and make such a temporary wall. You're not allowed to make an oileroi. You're not allowed to make these temporary mechitzas on Yontif, and certainly not on Shabbos. So, how are you able to go and use this human mechitza? So you're going to say, well, humans are different. Here it says, you can't go and have a person standing there and say, please, Yaakov, just stay there for 10 minutes, so that we should be able to go and carry on Yontif, not carry, to be able to eat in the sukkah. So you see, it's prohibited to go and make such a human type of mechitza.
braisa. He said, "At amishli mihoy." You're asking a kasha from that braisa. I'll tell you a second braisa. Punkfaket. What does it say in the second braisa? Oisa odem es chaveir doif, and a person could ask Yankel Berl, Zamoichel, please do me a favor, stand there and act as a temporary doifin in the sukkah. Kadeshi Yoichel, the Yishta, the Yashus, I can eat, I can drink, and I can go and sleep, etc., in the sukkah. And the Yizkum is a mita, you're allowed to go and stand up the mita, Viyavizalayasan, and put over a sheet, Kadesh Leitipacham ala mes, Viyala Ochlin, Chasashom, if there's a mes, Rachman Islam is deteriorating because of the sun, or there's food that's spoiling, you're not allowed to. Are you allowed to? Not allowed to. Here it says, oh, you see, you are allowed to. Yizkum is a mita. And so therefore, Rav Nachman was now being somech on this second braisa that you're allowed to make a human machitza, a human dofen. But I do have a seer between the two braises. One braise says you're not allowed to, and one braise says you are allowed to. Make up your mind. We had this machlokes back in the Sechta Shabbos. We had it already a few times. If you have such shutters of a window, and these shutters, you want to use them on Friday night to go and close up the window to get out the sun, or to get out the moonlight, or whatever it is, or just for protection. Anyway, Rav Lezai Mimanche Kosher Betoli, as long as this pekak, these shutters are attached to the wall somehow, that they are kosher, there's some sort of attachment, the tolly, and they're hanging, they're not on the floor. Piking and boy, you're allowed to go and stuff up the window. If you're not being piking, but otherwise you can't go and stuff up the window with such shutters. But you can go and be piking. And Sevilla for the Gemara assumes, what's the machleb between Reblez and Chacham? Can you go and put the shutters in? Can you not put the shutters in? That by putting the shutters in, you are now finishing off the ohel, and you're making, but it's Rashi said, but it's only temporary, because Shabbos morning, you're going to go pull those shutters out to get the fresh air in, to get the light in, so you're only temporarily closing it up, and then you're going to open it up. So that's called an oyel haroi. And that's the machlokes. Reb Lezer says, ain't poikin boy, because you're not allowed to, bisman shekosher betoli poikin, but not, ain't poikin boy, because you're not allowed to make an oyel haroi on Shabbos, so therefore you cannot have an odom, the kelim of behemah standing there, it's oyel haroi. And the Chacham says, you can. So that's the machlokes. So the two braises are good.
But Reb Lezer, one says it's usher, and only on the top of the page. We used to say it's winter. You kanes.
That they were talking about.
I know, but it's the same Reb Lezer and Herkenes. You can't have the same. You can't use the same Adamer Lakula here and Lachomer here. It doesn't work. It's the same. It's the same.
It's two separate machlokes.
But it's the same.
Anyway, the one is going to fall away from this momentarily. Anyway. Okay. So anyway, it my Allah, Amr Rabba Bachan, Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Hakol Moynim Shein Oisin Ayuroy Betchila Biyamtiv. That is not the machlokes between the two braises. Everybody agrees you're not allowed to make an oiler right.
How do you call
Urim? I'm sorry?
Call an Urim when you
are in the allowed to do that? So, in fact, they're all shyless whether if it's attached to poles, if it's just holding with your hand.
Cohen used to always complain about that.
Yeah.
Cohen used to always talk about that.
I'm sure that there is a lot written about that. But getting back to Hakam Moedish and Oysan Oil Rabbi Tchumish, Yom Dib, Ain't Tzorch Hashem Shabbos. Shabbos certainly not. So, what's the machloek by the point? You already had a standing binyan, you just want to fill up the hole in the wall, which we call windows. See, that's what we want to be Moisim. Shabbos, Oim, Moisim, Yom Dib, the end of Shabbos, Chomai, Moisim, Shabbos, Tzorch, Loim, Beyond Dib. That's the machloek. But everybody agrees in now that to make an Oil Roy, so have a seerah between the two Brysois. So, thank you. This is Rabbein, this is Rabbi Yehuda. Who's Rabbein, Rabbi Yehuda? The Sanya. Oh! So, the behema doifin the sukkah. What happens if you took a behema and you put the behema away? Mr. Behema, you stand there. Doifin the sukkah. What happens if you did that? Rabbi Meir points of Yehuda Machshir. Rabbi Meir says it's possible, and Rabbi Yehuda is Machshir. Now, why did Rabbi Meir say it's possible? Says Rashi, not because inherently is anything wrong with behema. Oh! And machana pleita shkoyach. Rashi is mishum shema tivrach. The behema is not going to listen. You can say behema tima toiv. I need to sit in the sukkah. I need to sleep in the sukkah. The behema is not going to listen because the behema is the chabahima, and the behema runs away. So therefore, Ramei Apoysa is not a good eater. But you know, Machshir B'Yuda said, no. You talk nicely and you give him something to eat.
If there's a dog, you can say stay.
Yeah, exactly. You bribe the behema. Most dogs don't go. Here in the west side, some of them like that. Anyway, Rabbi Yehuda Machshir is a machlek. So says Imar, Ramei the apostle Hashem Ramei that said this is no good over there. Al Malui Machitzi.
it's not an effective mechitza because he's going to run away potentially. Hachashori here, Rami would say that you could use the Odom of Behemoth of the Kelim for purpose of the Sukkah to la midika oven because he hasn't accomplished anything. What the Gemara is saying at this point is that the Braisa that allows you to go and use the Odom of Behemoth of the Kelim is not to go and make it kosher, but rather to go and prevent you from the sun. It's very hot in the Sukkah, the elements are getting to it, so you're allowed to go and put a person there, not to go and make a mechitza. Mechitza, we said, that's not an effective thing to do. Since it's not an effective thing to do, then you're not making a mechitza, so you're allowed to have the person stand there to go, not to kosher the Sukkah, but to go and prevent from the elements
from
coming
in. It's very misleading, because the person thinks they have a kosher Sukkah, if they only have a wall and a tefach, and this is the third mechitza, they think they have a kosher Sukkah, they don't.
The question that you have is an excellent question. It goes even one step further. Rashi points out that when we quoted this second braisa, it says in the braisa, oysa odem es chaveir doifen kidei sheyoichal v'yishter v'yashan. If you're telling me that he's not an effective mechitza, you're just saying that what's his kadesh yochel? He can't eat, he can't drink. So Rashi really asks that. And Rashi says the Gemara could have asked that kasha. The Gemara has other good kashas, and therefore the Gemara didn't focus on that. Anyway, Rabbi Yehuda the Kamachshir Hossam. The other Rabbi Yehuda says yes. Go and put the behemoth doif in the sukkah. You know why it was machshir al mechitzi. Hocha osa here would be prohibited because you're not allowed to make an oil aroy. If you do it on Chol HaMoed, you do before Yom Tov, if you can find a behemoth that's willing to stand there the whole time. A behemoth is a behemoth. So, then it would be okay. But you're not going to do it on Shabbos or Yom Tov because you're not allowed to go and create a new mechitza on even an oil aroy on Shabbos. So the Gemara is saying that Rav Nachman did it. He was going according to the opinion that you're allowed to go and make such a mechitza. But we've for Enver Deval the two brises. One brise says you're not allowed to, one brise says you are allowed to. So Gemara is saying yes, it depends whether you hold like Reb Meir or Reb Yehuda. Speaking of Tizba. Aim the Shabbos like Reb Meir, Behema Odom Kalim, Mi Shabbos like, I'm sorry. Aim the Shabbos like Reb Meir, Behema, comma, Odom Kalim, Mi Shabbos like, meaning we just brought now, we said, Hora Meir, Hora Yehuda, Desanya Asola, Behema, Doif in the Sukkah, a Behema. Why did we say Reb Meir poisel? And why did we say as a result, according to Reb Meir, since it's possible, you could use it as a mechitza because it's not a halachic mechitza, it's just protecting you from the sun? We said because of Behema, Shemativrach. Odom L'chori, that doesn't apply because if the Odom is willing to stay there and you pay him some money or whatever, he's not going to be Boireach. Kalim is certainly not going to be Boireach because Kalim, by definition, are inanimate. And yet, in that second braisa, we said, Oysa Odom is Chaveir Doifin, and the Yifkov is Amit of Yivas Ole Asadin, Kadesh Loi Tipol Cham Alamas. You can go and stand that up. So now, L'chori, that means it's an effective machitza. And the first braisa says, Nofel Doifin Lo Yamid Bo Odom Behema Bekalim. Not only Odom, also Behema Bekalim. So the Maisa, the Gemara is saying is, L'chori, this teretz of Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda, they are arguing L'gabi Behema. But the two brises are arguably Odom Mekalim too. Mishamisle. Mesu, Reb Meir, Ali Bedaman. Who's Reb Meir going according to? I Ali Bedaman. Now we go back to the previous Machlaikis. The Gemara assumes that the Machlaikis Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda is totally in the Machlaikis Reb Lezer and the Rabbanan Legabi Poikikin. And the Gemara says, Mesu, Reb Meir, Ali Bedaman. I Ali Bedaman, if he holds like Reb Lezer, Lohoisef Nami Yosa. Reb Lezer said, not only you're not allowed to make a new oil aroy, a brand new mechitza, even to be moisef you're not allowed to. El Ibn Rabbanan. Must be going good to Rabbanan. The Rabbanan said you can be moisef with the shutters. Be'im Adam Rabbanan Lohoisef. The Chachil Miyomer, did they say the Chachil you're allowed to go and make a mechitza on Shabbos or Yom Tov? I don't understand that price that says that you're allowed to go and make a mechitza. As says Yimei Lahavahar Rabbanan, both prices go kuntra Rabbanan. Forget about Reb Meir, forget about Reb Yehuda, forget about Reb Lezer. They're going kuntra Rabbanan. The Kalim Akalim, that one price says you're allowed to stand up the mita, and the other one says that you're not allowed to stand up the mita. Loikasha b'dayim shlish b'dayim revias. Ah, it depends on how many walls does this sukkah have? How many walls does a sukkah have to have? It has to have three. If you have four, wonderful, that's great, but you don't have to have four.
Stunning me, because usually they're so worried about people will think, will misunderstand, they'll think that this is kosher even for a third wall. It's a very, horribly misleading.
Hardly? Well, not hardly. Anyway, so the bottom line, the Gemara says, when you have only three walls, and one of the three walls fell down, so therefore you want to now validate this sukkah by putting up a new wall. Can't do it. Other behind the cave, we can't do that. That's not effective. If you have a four walled sukkah and one wall falls down, you put the other behind. That's fine because you don't really need them. So they just.
It's not a machitza. It's just a subterfuge.
Just matters.
Well, I wouldn't say
that.
Good. Fine. Dekanami diktani. How do you know that that's the real pshat? Because look at the first brisa. We report the first brisa about 10 lines on the top of the Amid. Eisra nachba yitzel l'rova nafal doifna. Lo yamid ba'adam behem v'kein. Why did it say doifna? Why did you say nofel doifen asukah? Or oisa adam, the second price is that oisa adam is chaveri doifan. Why did it say doifna? Doifna means it's inherent, intrinsic, essential doifen. That's the one that fell. Oh no, my third wall fell down. I only got two left. You got two left. You can't use adam behem v'kein to go and fix it. Take it on your tongue. Nofel doifna shmamina. Thank you, Mara. El Odomak, Odom Kash, okay, you fend for the Medicaidum. A voice meet Odom at Odom. Why do you say in one Odom is good and one Odom is not good? So Odom, Lamin the Kash, Kan the Das, Kan Shaloy Midas. It depends whether the Odom knows why he's being summoned to stand here. If the Odom knows that he is the Machitza, no good. Because he knows and he's a Bar Das, and that undermines the Machitza. However, if the Odom is a Klutz, meaning he has no idea, you ask him for a favor, sir, do me a favor too. I'm busy now for the next few minutes, please wait here. Just wait here, standing still, and I'll be with you in 50 minutes. He has no idea that he's acting as Machitza, then it's kosher.
And is a Gentile to stand and be
yes,
Machitza?
Yes. So now we have the two Mishnah, the two Brises. The Brises said that you're not allowed to have an Odom. That's because the Odom knows what's going on. No good. One that says Oida Oisa Odom is Chaveh Doifin means that he didn't know. Faith in mobile, let's go back to that original case. Weren't all those people summoned to go and make this enclosure, Rabbi Nechemi, right? Didn't they know what they were doing? They were not told. They were just told, the great Rabbi Nechemi is here, if you want to have an audience with him, stand around, he'll talk to you in learning, but they had no idea that they were being summoned to make a mechitza. The Gemara is assuming that Rav Chisda was one of those people that was forming.
Especially
because
there were so few people.
Exactly. So the Rav Chisda was there. He was a Jewish observer. He was a very observant Jew, but he was not part of the Mechitza. Let's just finish the next two Shtikla Chimara that we will have learned until the Mishnah. Zogti Mara Hano B'nei Ganana, the Ilu Maya Mechitza Shal B'nei Adam. This is talking B'nei Ganana, says Rashi, is talking about people that are attending a Chasana. And these Chasana people, we needed water for the Chasana. And it was Shabbos. The Ilu Maya Mechitza Shal B'nei Adam.
They had Chasana Shabbos.
You know, to make a chasana on Shabbos, just don't have the musicians and don't have the photographers. But you're allowed to eat. All that happened before. In fact, in Yerushalayim, even nowadays.
Some you said that the people are poor, they would make the chasana Friday afternoon so that they could combine the mishnah of the wedding feast and the
pictures they took on Friday, they signed the ksuba on Friday, everything was done on Friday, and then the actual city kedushin could be ready on Shabbos, and then they had the meal, of course, on Friday.
So the kinyan was done on Shabbos.
Those are the details, okay. I'm not sure, okay. But the otherwise.
Okay.
Yeah, the whole ceremony was on Friday night. The whole dinner was Friday night, so they saved themselves money. Anyway, especially if they wait a lot after Yom Tov and then after Chasa. Okay, anyway, there was a shortage of water, and they didn't have enough of those bottles of Polish spring water. So what did they do? They had a whole bunch, they took 50 people, and they stood around, and they were able to get to the refrigerator, or wherever the water was stored, or in the bar, whatever the situation was, they made a machitza. Nagdinu Shmuel, so Shmuel gave them all pech. Nagdinu is a Lashon Malkus. The whole head that we said until now, making this human machitza by Rav Nechemi and Shlomi Das, they didn't know what they were doing. Yom Das, Vela Das, Avad, it's Asur. And the Gemara says, Hano Ziki, to have a Shajin Baristika to Mechoyza. You had a bunch of barrels, a bunch of canteens, containers of water, to have a Shajin that they were somehow astray in the street. Baristika means like in the plaza, in the in the square in Mechayza. As you know, Ruva was the Rav of Mechayza, and these Ziki belong to him. And Bahari Dasa Rava, as Rava is returning the Pirke from with the Bismedish from learning, so then he had a Shamus go, and around Rava there were, whenever Rava walked in the street, he always had his Talmidim around him, 10, 20, 50 people. And so therefore, from where Rava was until his home, there was an effective machitza. Now none of them realized that they are acting like a human machitza, but the Rav Shamus did know that, and he saw all these ziki, so he picked them all in, picked them all up, and he brought them in, and he put them on the table, and Rav of course was very happy. Shabbat Achronah, this happened the second time. By again, the Shamus wanted to do that, and now Rav said, no, no, second time he can't do it, because he's sure that the Talmidim probably saw, observed that you brought in these ziki, and they're probably asking how. Oh, because it was a machitza. Oh, but you're not allowed a machitza. Oh, you didn't know. But now by the second Shabbos, they already know. Oh, so that's going to be awesome. So Gemara tells us similarly, Levi Ailu Le Tivna, he had Tevin, straw that was astray or a straw out of Shisram was loose, right? And he wanted to get it back into his barn or to house, whatever. Ziri had aspasta, right? That's also a type of a fodder that's eaten by the animals. Animal food, yeah. Rav Simon bar Achiya, he had my water, the same thing. Again, each one of them did such a human machita, shaloi midas, they didn't know. So this was permissible, but midas, of course, that would be prohibited. And may I have to be continued tomorrow, Rabbi Isa.